Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Some people believe in random chance encounters. Other people make their own random chance encounters. And those people are called go-getters.
Oh, really?
And we're about to talk to Marco, who is a go-getter. What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I enjoyed reading your email, and I love the creativity in how you got your date.
I thought it was pretty creative.
Yeah, it's very creative. Go ahead and tell everybody how you scored a date with the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Erica.
Tell everybody how you scored a date with Erica.
Okay, so I live like 2 blocks from this little dog park in my area. So I always seen Erica out there with her dog like all the time. She's like really cute, really pretty, like great sense of style. And I'd see her there like all the time. I saw her almost every single weekday. She was out there whenever I'd walk past, like, you know, get ready to go for work or whatever.
So you're stalking her.
She was always out there.
You're stalking her pretty much, right?
No, I guess it sounds kind of stalkery.
You do have a dog in all of this, right?
No, not really. Not really.
Why are you at the dog park?
Okay, it sounds really stalker. I promise I had good intentions, though.
Okay.
But so I would walk past every single day, and, like, I always was, like, trying to get up the nerve to talk to her, but I didn't have a dog, so I thought it would look really creepy if I just like walked over into a dog park. I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? So I was trying to figure out, you know, how I could talk to her. And then I realized my buddy Nick has this chocolate lab.
Oh, no.
That's like really awesome.
Oh, my God.
Like really sweet dog named Toby. Like I know him really well. So I kind of hinted to him, maybe you let me borrow your dog for a day.
Did you tell him what it was about when you were borrowing the dog, or did you just ask him randomly?
Of course I told him about it.
Okay.
He was into it.
When you went to the dog park with your borrowed dog, did you tell her that that wasn't actually your dog, you were just dog sitting, or did you try to pass it off as that's my pup?
Oh, no, Toby was totally my dog at that point.
Nice.
All right.
It obviously worked for you because you scored a date.
Yeah. So actually, we got to talking while we were at the park. You know, the dogs met. They seemed to like each other. So I told her, you know, I live really nearby. If you want to come by and chat and talk a little bit and the dogs can hang out, I guess, like, one-on-one. I don't know if doggy dates are, like, a thing at this point that I didn't know about. But so, like, we brought them over for, like, a little doggy play date. And,
wasn't it obvious, though, that it wasn't your dog when she walked into your apartment and there's no, like, water bowl or feed bowl or you don't have a place to put your leash?
Toys.
I mean, well, I did, like, when she went to the bathroom, like, as soon as she came in, and I put out, like, a little bowl. I mean, it wasn't, like, an official dog bowl, but, you know, I put out, like, a bowl of water. Like, you know, I tried to think as quickly as I could about it.
I can't believe you're faking being a dog owner.
I think it's a great idea.
I know, I've never heard of it, but I like it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, how much different do I don't need to, like, baby-proof it. You know, it's not like with a baby. I don't have to have, like, you know, the electrical outlets, like, changed or anything.
Well, if this doesn't work out for you, that could be next. Borrow one of your friend's babies to talk to a girl. Because women love dudes with babies.
Actually, one of my buddies just had a baby, so
that's... So there you go. Look, you got options for days. So how did everything else go once you got to your apartment?
I mean, things were going all right. You know, we talked for a while, and then I told her, I was like, you know, I'm about to make dinner. Do you want to hang out? I figured, you know, maybe a little dinner, a little wine, things could get happening a little bit. And she seemed pretty into it. She's like, yeah, of course. And then her dog started getting kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to say like angry, but like, you know, he started getting like snippy a little bit. And she was like, oh, this is when he eats dinner usually. And then I kind of like freaked out for a second. I was like, oh God, I don't have any dog food.
Oh no.
Luckily she's like, oh, he eats like a very specific type of dog food. Anyway, I mean, of course,
oh, thank
he eats like
God.
A really specific type. So she's like, you know, I think we'll get going. And I was like, all right, you know, whatever. Her dog kind of blown up my spot here because he's got to go eat his...
Yeah.
He's a dog blocking
you. Yeah, he is dog blocking you, man.
For sure.
Exactly.
So,
you know, we exchanged numbers and stuff. So she said she'd get back to me, you know, maybe take like a rain check on the dinner. But unfortunately, that has not happened yet. So.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her?
I've texted her 3 times.
3 times.
You know, at some point in the future, you're going to have to come clean about the dog lie. Like, you can't keep hanging out with her and every time going to borrow the chocolate lab before you go pick her up for a date.
I mean, I'm not above stealing his dog. No, I mean, I figured, no, but like down the road, I feel like every couple has one of those like cute, like,
I stalked you at the park for a while and then lied about being a dog owner so I could come meet you. Oh, that's so adorable.
Do you live off a busy street, Marco?
What's that?
Do you live off of a busy street?
It's pretty busy. It's sort of
okay,
like
well,
street, so
you are then one day the dog ran out in the street and,
oh,
he's done like, and then now you get pity dates out of it, dude. Just consult me, okay?
You are
I didn't even
so
think of that, but that
up.
Is that's pretty genius.
Yeah.
No, it is not, you guys.
All right.
Oh
well,
gosh.
You haven't heard anything from her at all since she left your house. Okay.
And have you seen her at the park while you've been walking by?
No, that's the other weird thing. Like, she was there like almost every weekday, and now like I haven't seen her. It's been like a week and a half maybe, and I haven't seen her at all.
All right. Well, play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Great. Thanks.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
We're right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, Marco is on the phone. Marco had a very creative way to meet the girl that he went on a date with. Mm-hmm. He borrowed his friend's dog so that he could talk to her at the dog park. Apparently, he lives by a dog park. He's seen her there before, but he doesn't have a dog. And he's like, how do I go into this dog park without a dog and not be a creep? So he borrowed his friend's dog. They talked for a while, went back to his apartment. While the dogs played, he was going to make her dinner. And then she said, oh, I have to leave because my dog's getting antsy and he needs his special food at home. She left, walked out the door, and he hasn't talked to her since. All right, Marco, you ready for your second date update?
Yeah, definitely.
I think she called you out on your lie. Why didn't you just tell her you were dog sitting?
Maybe in hindsight that might have been a little better idea, but I wanted to, you know, she's a dog owner. I'm a dog, you know, I thought it would be the best.
I like how you just almost called yourself a dog owner. She's a dog owner. I'm sort of a dog owner.
It's
not a lie if you believe it.
That's true. That is very true. All right, man. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back.
All right. Awesome.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica. My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Have you heard of it?
Who is this?
My name is Jubal. I'm calling you today because one of our listeners asked if I could track you down and get you on the phone. And yeah, it's just as creepy as it sounds.
So
just
bad.
As creepy as it sounds, Erica.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll explain. His name is Marco, and you recently met him at the dog park. He's been trying to text you because he wants to hang out, but you haven't been getting back to him. So he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Oh my gosh, really? He called a radio station?
Yes.
Tried to track me down?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
Do you like Marco?
Well, yeah, if I'm being honest, I really, really liked him. I sort of just don't want to seem like overeager, like I like him too much, because he's kind of like my dream guy.
What? Why are you calling him back then, you silly girl?
I'm actually just hoping that it sort of happens, like, organically, and we naturally just, like, run into each other at the dog park again. But it hasn't happened yet. So
I wonder why. I wonder why you guys haven't been able to meet up at the dog park. I mean, he's probably always there with his dog. What was the dog's name, Toby?
Toby, yeah. No, I don't know. I haven't seen him at all.
Strange.
No, he was super sweet, and he just seemed, like, so nice.
Oh, yeah. That's cool when, like, two dog owners can find each other. I've always thought that was really cool because you guys have like a common interest.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm obsessed with dogs. I love them. And it always just like touches me when a guy really like is sweet to animals. I think that just says a lot about them. And like he really seemed to love Toby. So that was.
Is that like the number one thing that you like about him is his responsibility? And
Honestly, the number one thing that I really liked was just that he seemed so honest and. I've dated so many guys before that have turned out to be total liars and bags. And I just feel like you can't trust a lot of guys these days. And he just seems so trustworthy and just so But like I said, I do not want to be the overeager, like the eager beaver. I don't want to drive him away with like being like a little schoolgirl weirdo.
All right. And you don't want him to know that you feel that way about him just yet.
No. We need to like ease into that and get to know each other. And...
Well, you're going to have to ease into it a little faster because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and would like to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
No, guys.
Marco?
Hey.
Hey, Erica. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard before.
Oh, my God. You probably think I am totally psycho.
No, not at all. Not at all. I thought it was, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Well, it's good to hear you again.
It's good to hear you. I'm sorry I didn't text. I know I should have responded. I just didn't want to, like, push it or whatever, but I've been wanting to respond.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I totally get it. I'm sorry I kept texting you. I just really wanted to see you again. I thought we had, like, I had a really great time. I was hoping you had a really great time.
Oh, my God, no.
It was
so much fun. I did, too. I've actually been at the dog park, like, hoping that I'd run into you.
Yeah, I was hoping to bump into you, too, but I guess maybe we just weren't there at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't we get together? Like, I don't know, today.
Today.
Bring Toby, and I'll bring Butters, and... Aww. Now we can head over there.
What? What do you think, Marco? Like, you guys both obviously like each other a lot. Why is it taking you so long to say yes?
Marco?
It's a bad day. I can tomorrow. Tomorrow's good for me, too.
No, today's it's not just the whole week has kind of been a little bad.
No. Marco, you have to tell her.
Tell me what?
So Toby's not really with us anymore.
Oh my God.
What?
You serious?
What does that mean?
I don't need to laugh.
I don't really want to talk like specifics about it, but there was an accident.
Oh, come on, Marco.
No.
Marco.
You can't do
what
that.
Are you doing, man?
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Oh, no.
Marco.
You're gonna make her cry.
Come on.
All right. Hold, okay. God, just give me a minute. Let me talk to her for a second.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's going on? Is he okay? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Marco's perfectly fine, Erica.
Why are they laughing, Marco? I don't get it.
Look, okay, I'm fine. Toby is... There was an accident.
Oh
stop
God.
It! Marco! Come on,
man.
I was...
Oh my gosh, like a car?
I was joking earlier when I said you could do that, Marco.
Marco, just tell her why you did it.
On,
she may understand.
What is going on? I'm really confused right now.
I can't believe you actually tried that, Marco.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
You don't tell her, I'm going to tell her right now, Marco.
You want to do it. You don't want him to do it.
Then you let me talk for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do this. So, Erica, this is going to sound like really bad, but just hear me out on it, okay?
Okay.
So I wasn't fully like 100% honest about everything with you, Erica. Okay, Toby's not really my dog.
What?
I've seen you every day. You saw how close I live. I see you there like all the time, and I just. Every time I see you, I've always wanted to come up and talk to you, but, like, I never wanted to seem like that weirdo who goes to the dog park without a dog. So I asked a friend of mine if I could borrow his dog for the day. I know, even saying it, like, it sounds really weird, but I promise, like, my heart was in the right place. Like, I wanted to talk to you, and I'm not really good with, like, openers, I guess. Like, I thought, like, you know, this could be a good icebreaker. Like,
wait, okay. So, you lied to me?
I mean, lied is a strong word. I just... I really wanted to meet you, and I thought this might be the easiest way. I'm really sorry if this, like, bothers you a lot, but I wanted to talk to you, and I didn't really have the guts to just, you know, you're beautiful. I mean, like, I don't know. And, like, I don't know, just, like, seeing, like, the way you interacted with Butters, like, I was like, this chick seems awesome. I mean, I really wanted to talk to you, and I didn't have the guts to do it.
Erica, that's so cute. You got to give him a second chance.
Remember, he did try to tell you the dog died.
I know, but still, I mean...
I panicked about that.
Yeah, you did.
Just a little bit.
I didn't know what else to say.
He's kind of an idiot, but he's an adorable one.
Yeah, give another shot.
Okay, I'm just trying to get this straight. So you just borrowed Toby. Is that even his name?
No, yeah, his name's really Toby.
Okay. Okay. So that
everything else was true except the part that he was mine.
Okay. So you just borrowed Toby to meet me because you kept seeing me. And, well, that's actually like really sweet. That's a lot of trouble to just meet me.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was worth it. I mean, after the night we spent together, like, hanging out and just talking, like, I wish it had been, like, under 100% truthful situation, but, like...
Hey, Erica, think about it this way. At least he borrowed the dog from a friend and didn't steal somebody else's dog to meet you.
It's a silver lining.
That's romantic.
Yeah. It is very sweet. It's really, like, I've never had a guy go through this whole, like, backstory and a... I definitely never had a guy borrow a pet to meet me. I mean,
well, Erica, would you like to go out with Marco again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would.
Yes.
Congratulations, Marco.
So relieved.
You got a second date.
Awesome. Oh my God, that's so great. I'm so happy.
Marco, don't go like borrow a friend's cat before the next date. Like, oh, I got a cat now too.
I was thinking about bringing a ferret to dinner.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.